I'm Anthony Morneau at 7:45. You've heard questions about the proposed nuclear waste site in southeastern New Mexico. Michael Hernandez spoke with Holtec International Program Director Ed Mayer.
Now, the public comment period recently ended, but there have been many people who have attended those meetings, those public comment meetings, and they voiced their concerns about having a nuclear waste site in the state. And there are some experts who have said that New Mexico doesn't have the infrastructure to transport the waste by rail and store it. But my question is, in your own words, what level of risk is involved in building a site like this?
In the actual construction?
In the sense of it existing.
Sure. The risk is it's not measurable. It's so low. This is, again, it's an air-cooled canister that does not have any moving parts or needs no electric or water. It's in a concrete-cased carbon steel silo. It's a stainless steel hermetically sealed cylinder. It's natural disaster-proof, seismically strong, terrorist-proof. If you stood at the fence line for this facility, if you stood at the fence line for 24 hours, you'd receive 0.03 of a millirem. That's an unmeasurable amount of radiation. You get 360 millirem a year from background just by being around the Earth. So it's less than 0.03 of a millirem in 24 hours. At the fence line of this facility. So there's no emissions from the facility, radiation level, unmeasurable, and it's remarkably safe and secure. So the risk is, there's no risk to this.
That was Michael Hernandez with Holtec International Program Director and Mayor. Listen to the full interview at our website, krwg.org. Commentator Peter Goodman says that two bills in Congress sponsored by Republican Congressman Steve Pierce could impact public oversight when it comes to drilling on public lands. He shares his thoughts on this week's commentary.
The oil and gas candidate for governor is using his last few months in Congress killing off public oversight of drilling on public lands. Drilling produces energy and makes money. In deciding on permits, government should be fair and efficient, balancing drillers' commercial needs and the public interest. Pierce has introduced two bills that would prevent the government from even doing that in many situations. Existing law requires review of operations under the Environmental Protection Act, the Historic Preservation Act, and the Endangered Species Act. Ironic to think that last was signed by a Republican president, Richard Nixon, and that environmental protection used to be a shared value. The law contains what are called categorical exclusions, categories of action that clearly wouldn't endanger the environment. Pierce would add many actions that could endanger species, scarce water supplies, or historic relics. Actions such as building a new pipeline or road, or putting in a whole new well pad. He'd make the law meaningless. Pierce would also give drillers a free pass where the mineral rights are less than 50% federally owned. If the state approves, no environmental review at all. New Mexico has no state EPA. Plus, Pierce hopes he'll soon be running our state. Yeah, there's a provision allowing the Secretary of the Interior to inspect, but under Pierce's pal, Trump, hen-guarding agencies are staffed with wolves and foxes. Meanwhile, the administration has cut BLM comment periods to meaninglessness. Republicans in Congress would make us pay to file objections and let states manage some federal lands. Pierce knows that without the permitting process, federal agencies may lack adequate information to assess a site, and that too often the laws only get enforced through lawsuits by environmentalists. He knows that these two bills, if made law, could endanger public lands and our scarce water, and possibly wildlife species. He needs to maximize his pals' profits. They contribute generously to keeping him in public office. The bills and his candidacy for governor dovetail. The bills would eliminate federal oversight and leave permitting to states, which currently lack jurisdiction over public lands. If Pierce is governor, he can make sure our state doesn't bother his pals much about endangering neighbors' wells or our environment. Most of us prefer some public oversight. Our water, land, and history matter to us. The Republican-controlled Congress and this Republican president won't reject Pierce's bills, but Pierce has provided us one more reason to reject Pierce. And one more reason to elect Soshi Torres Small to Congress rather than a Trump fan.
Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.